This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إِلَّا اللَّهُ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولًا سديدا وقولوا قولًا سديدًا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, our khutbah is about the day of Arafah. And we're speaking about the day of Arafah today because it is the best out of the 10 best days of the year. The 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are the best days of the entire year, and this is the best day amongst the 10 best days. We're speaking about the day of Arafah because it is the central point of Hajj. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajju Arafah. Hajj is Arafah. As if all of Hajj is just in the day of Arafah. The scholars said, where does this name come from, Arafah? And you see the letters A, Ra, or Ain, Ra, Fa. And there's, which means from Arafah, which means to know and to recognize and to acknowledge. So they're saying that on this day, we acknowledge and recognize our sins before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or we recognize Allah Azza wa Jal himself on this day. Other scholars said that it's called the day of Arafah because Ahlus Sama Arafu Ahlul Ard. The inhabitants of the heavens got to know the inhabitants of the earth. Yani they're introduced to them on this day as they're worshipping Allah and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And others said it's from the root Arrafa, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses in the Quran, وَيُدْخِلَهُمْ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ. He enters them into Al-Jannah, and عَرَّفَهَا here, one explanation that he made it known to them. And so in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ describes that you will find your house in Al-Jannah, and you will recognize the way to your house in Al-Jannah more than you recognize the way to your house here on earth. So that's how they will find. Allah made it recognizable and made it known to them, and they will recognize their eternal homes in Al-Jannah. The other explanation of عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ is that he made it fragrant for them. So when you enter the house and it smells good, so the house is so well prepared that it even smells good. And the link between that and the day of Arafah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cleanse people of their sins, and he will beautify them with the fragrance of forgiveness. In Sahih Muslim, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُكَفِّرُ السَّنَ الْمَاضِيَةِ, talking about the fasting of the day of Arafah. يُكَفِّرُ السَّنَ الْمَاضِيَةِ وَالسَّنَ الْقَابِلَةِ, that it expiates the sins of a past year and a coming year. So over 700 nights and days of minor sins will be forgiven just by fasting this one day alone. And on this day especially, you're getting the virtue and the reward of fasting, or the day of Arafah itself. So there is the day of Arafah, that virtue. And then there's the day of Friday, and there's the reward of fasting. All three are put into one day, the day of Arafah today, because it's on a Friday. In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, there is no day on which Allah frees more people from the hellfire than the day of Arafah. So we have 2 years of forgiveness of minor sins. We have it as the best day out of the 10 best days of the year. It's the central point of Hajj. And on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not free more people from the hellfire than this day. And al-itq, the scholars say when you're freed from the hellfire, they liken it to when someone has, or if someone frees a slave for the sake of Allah. You can't come the next day and ask him to do anything, because when they're free, they're never enslaved again. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees your neck from the hellfire, you're never under the threat of going to the hellfire again. But there is no day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees more people from the hellfire than the day of Arafah. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَدْنُوا ثُمَّ يُبَاهِي بِهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَيَقُولُ مَا أَرَادَ هَؤُلَاءِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also draws near, just like in the last third of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws near. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, يَنْزِلُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in a way that befits His greatness and His majesty to the worldly heavens. And we know also from the hadith that shaitan is never, Iblis, Satan, is never more humiliated ever than on the day of Arafah. And in the book of At-Tirmidhi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ الدُّعَاء دُعَاءُ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةً. The best of dua, the best of supplication, is a supplication on the day of Arafah. وَخَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ أَنَا وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And the best of what I and the prophets before me have said is لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. The best of what I and the prophets before me have said is لا إله إلا الله. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah. He has no partner. له الملك, to Him is the dominion, and to Him is all praise. وهو على كل شيء قدير, and He is the one who is capable of everything. So, a number of things. First of all, the scholar said, why is it the best day for dua? They said because it is أكثر أجراً, it is more in reward, and greater in barakah, in blessing, and greater chance of it being responded to. But what we just said, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير, some of the scholars said that's how you start off your dua. The hadith says the best dua is on the day of Arafah. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, to the end. So some scholars said this is how you start off your dua. You say this and then you start making your dua. And others explained that this actually is a dua. Even though you don't hear a dua, how is it a dua? They said dua is of two kinds. Dua al-mas'ala and dua al-thana. Dua al-mas'ala is when you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, grant me paradise, oh Allah, forgive my sins. You're actually asking Allah azza wa jal. And then there's dua al-thana, and that's when you're praising Allah, the dua of praise. So they said this is dua of praise. And like we said, others said, you say this first, and then you start making your dua. And then in the second khutbah, inshallah, we're going to talk about the importance and what to do in your dua on this day of Arafah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من جميع الذنوب فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. Indeed, those who ask for His forgiveness shall prosper. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Arafah, and the day of Arafah, there is the barakah of the day, meaning the barakah of the time, And there's the barakah of the location. So if you're in Hajj, obviously, then you get to have the barakah of being at the location. But for the rest of the world who's not at Hajj, you get to enjoy and join in the barakah of the time. But as for those in the place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, عبادي, on the day of Arafah, جاؤوني شعثا من كل فج عميق. My servants who have come to me unkempt and disheveled from every distant road, يرجون جنتي. They are hoping for my Jannah. So their job on the day of Arafah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived at Arafah, and then he combined Dhuhr and Asr together. So that means he combined them closer to the time of Dhuhr. And then he, after the salah, started to make dua until Maghrib. And even when he needed to do something with one hand, he kept one hand up in dua and he did it with the other hand. And then he went back to making continuous dua. It's about 6 continuous hours of making dua. And it's not an easy task. Yani there are people who attempt it and they fall asleep and then run out of things to say and then they get bored. But some people wake up and go back to dua. So you're supposed to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the best of this world and the next life. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Because this is a day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins. That's why Allah says in the hadith mentions that Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَلَوْ كَانَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَدَدِ الرَّمْلِ كَعَدَدِ الرَّمْلِ. That if your sins were like of the numbers of the grains of sand, of the grains of sand in the world, you understand? Like how, what person would have that many sins? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if your sins were equal to the number of the grains of sand of the world, or to the number of the drops of rain in the world, أو كزبد البحر, or like the foam of the ocean or the seas, that I will forgive you. And that's why at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفِيضُوا عِبَادِي مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ وَلِمَنْ شَفَعْتُمْ لَهُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will be forgiven, and go forth, you will be forgiven, and those that you made dua for or you interceded for. So how to make dua on the day of Arafah? As we said before, a couple of days ago, that if you are able to take time off, free up this time from Asr until Maghrib, so no one distracts you, you don't have to go to work, that would be excellent. Most people write out their dua. And those who don't plan ahead for their dua, they in the end, they run out of things to say. They run out of people. They can't remember people. But those who plan in advance, you can fill up hours upon hours of making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. So the obvious ones, you make dua for your parents, for your relatives, siblings, for your children, for your siblings' children, and so on and so forth. But you make dua for your teachers as well. Not just Islamic studies teachers, but all your teachers who taught you math when you were younger overseas or whatever it is. Do you remember all these people? Do you remember your neighbors and make dua for them? And it's good when you can make dua for people by name. And you can lump everyone in one place. Ya Allah, forgive all my friends. But that's not very specific. And you have a lot of time. You can go to your friends one by one. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he used to make dua every single witr, every day of the year, for 100 of his teachers by name. Can you see this dedication and this loyalty? That every night when he prays witr prayer, he makes dua for 100 of the people who taught him by name, and every single night. You can shortcut it. Oh Allah, forgive all my teachers and give. But he mentions them by name. That's loyalty. That's dedication. Mention your neighbors by name, your teachers by name, your friends by name, their children, your relatives by name, your uncles, go through them one by one, your grandparents, your parents, your siblings, their children. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from every station on the day of judgment, from the punishment of the grave, from the difficulty of standing on the day of judgment, from the heat, from every one of the stations, go through it. So that's why it becomes, you can fill hours and hours making dua. So today after you pray, Asr inshallah, free up some time for making dua. Finish the adhkar and the tasbih after Asr prayer and sit and raise your hands. طب we're here, we're aiming high. So you, when you aim high, you want to raise your hands and not put them down until Maghrib. That's the highest you're aiming for. But if not, you might stop and talk to a family member or express something to a wife or a child. There's nothing wrong with that. You might get tired and sleep and rest or go make wudu again or come back. But the point is that you aim for the best and you're trying to make continuous dua from Asr until Maghrib, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an opportunity of forgiveness. It's a day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers your dua. And the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us of that so that we can take advantage of it. And what's the value of knowing all this information and not acting upon it? So with that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fast on this day and to accept our du'as for our friends and for our family members. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the hajj of those who are currently overseas performing the rites of hajj. And we ask Allah azza wa jal to make us of those who hear the truth as clear truth and follow the best of it, and to make us of those who recognize falsehood as clear falsehood and abstain from it. فاللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا سميع الدعاء وصلى اللهم وبارك عن مبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد